morning. This is Aiden Menchaca, and you're listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon. It's 5:02, listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So I hope you're all having a great morning. And so what we're going to be playing today is a selection of very interesting organ music. You see, to me, the organ is, you know, one of the most interesting pieces in the classical repertoire, because in some way it can take the place of nearly every instrument. You'll see in a piece coming up by Philip Glass that it's not a piece originally written for organ, but it adapts very well, this orchestral piece, to the organ, because the organ is so versatile. And so that's why I really like it. So I'm glad you're here with me. Shout out this morning to my friend Nick Kamkari, who's currently doing computer science homework. Whereas I have been sleeping since the night, he is in fact listening right now, but he's still awake doing his homework, so I wish him all the best. So the first piece we're going to be playing today is the final section of Camille Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, or Symphony Number 3 in C minor. So I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
Thank you.
we're back. So that was, in order, we had Adagio in G minor for strings and orchestra, and organ obviously featured quite prominently in that. What's really interesting about that piece is that it's often attributed to the 18th century Venetian composer Tommaso Albinoni. However, the piece was written by Remo Giazzotto in the 20th century. So that's kind of a mistake that people have made when it comes to music. And then right after that we had Philip Glass, and that's Mad Rush. And again, I hope you see what I mean when it comes to the real orchestral power of the organ. And that's what the whole hour is devoted to. And so right now we're going to have a little public service announcement. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edichman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And so, you know, the Tufts University Art Gallery is pretty great. You know, we have we also have the MFA, which my brother was complaining about going to, but that's a great museum. Get out to a museum this weekend, especially if you're a tough student and maybe you're on break. If you're not going home, I suggest it. You know, we have a great museum here, and a great museum, many great museums in Boston. So without further ado, we'll continue on in the program. This will be a piece by Francis Chaplet. I won't even bother trying to pronounce the French name of this piece. So, like music always does, it will do the talking. Here it is.
Thank you.
welcome back. So, right there we had, in order, as my friend Charlie always likes to say, we had a piece by Olivier Messiaen, if that's how you say it. Again, French name, I won't be, can't necessarily say the name. Then we had a piece by George Ligeti, two etudes, harmonies. And then we had a concerto for organ, strings, and timpani, breaking up the weird art-type organ music. That's by Francis Poulenc. And then we just heard Arnold Schoenberg's organ sonata, a fragment of an organ sonata. And so it's 5:54. Coming up to the end of the show, I'm gonna play one more piece for you. I appreciate you listening, and you have a great morning. And so, as I always like to do, play really, really big piece at the end. And so, while the organ is prominent in this piece, it's maybe not the pinnacle, but you'll love this piece because it will really, really encapsulates the end of Mahler's Eighth Symphony, because it's the last section of it, powerful, and will get you going for the rest of the day. So here it is, the final section from Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 8. Enjoy.